Here we are in the shade, in the bleachers, in the Croc Arena. At Wildlife Habitat, and we're here with Claire. Inky's just projected a little bit too hard. And we're here with Claire. G'day, Claire. How are you going?
I am really well.
We're about to swim with these apex predators.
Oh, you absolutely are. You are going to get eyeball to eyeball with this animal.
Because here's the thing. We know that crocodiles have got a few eyelids. So it's like, which eyelid are you going to look through me with? Is it going to be the first, the second, or the third?
Well, it depends which way you go from. He's going to be looking at you through his clear, nictitating eyelid.
Oh. Nictating! Ooh. That's a good word.
Wow.
What does that actually mean?
What does that mean?
Nictating means basically it's going across the eye. So traditionally your eyelids go up and down. So the nictating eyelid comes across the eye.
Let's talk about the crocs that we do have here. Who are we going to be swimming with?
This big fella is called Digger. Digger is bigger. He is a big, big boy. So he is 4.5 metre.
Oh,
salty.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I know that I shouldn't be asking this question, but I'm going to do it. When I go down and I start swimming and I can see Digger from the underneath him, will I see Digger's little Digger? Does it only pop out when it's time to mate? Or does it sit safely somewhere?
It tucks nicely away. So unless he really, really likes you, you shouldn't see it.
Beautiful stuff. And there's another one too. Is it Big Al's also in the pond?
So Big Al is hanging out at the moment on the bank. He's thinking our beautiful tropical paradise today is heaven. Yep. And he's soaking up the rays.
Some of the names we've got here at Wildlife Habitat, we've got Digger, Big Al, Pinocchio, Miss Piggy,
Babinda.
Who names them?
Mostly they either come with names or whoever comes up with the best name. Sometimes we have naming competitions. Sometimes it's the worst name and we just think it's hilarious.
Love it.
Do you have any called Coco?
No, but I must say we have discussed the option.
Right.
So I think, I think it's not so much conducive to a crocodile.
No, it's more cats and dogs, isn't it?
Why are you asking that question, David? Is it because my child's name is Coco and there's a lot of dogs that are called Coco?
I just know a lot of dogs and cats called Coco. I thought maybe there'd be crocodiles called Coco.
Oh, I think it's more cute and fluffy.
Claire, thanks for the info. We're about to go get our togs on and jump in.
Loving it, guys. You are going to love it. You honestly will feel like you can put your hand out and touch him. It's crazy.
Just so you know, I'm not putting togs on.
I'm going in
fully clothed for a barrier. Just in case something goes down, I'm fully clothed.
You're not wearing chainmail. It's not going to help you very much.